Hello, welcome to Jaw Headline News. Jaw News at 6. I am Amusi Nyamiche-Thompson. The news is live on Jaw 99.7 FM and hits 103.9 FM in Accra and Kumasi. We are Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana, 16 regions, including ATL FM, Cape Coast, Might FM, Tamale, Bewa Radio, Yendi, and Inkiligi FM, Boligat Radio, TV, and online content on myjoyonline.com. Coming up, NPP's running mate Matthew Opoku-Prempeh aims for 85% of votes in the Ashanti region.
85%.
Also, Minister of State designate for Energy Ministry assures the control spillage of the Okosombo Dam to be conducted by the VRA will not cause havoc like the last one.
VRA envisages that if and when the spilling starts, it'll start very, very early enough. Volumes that will be spilled on a daily basis will be small.
We have details of that from his vetting and also the boycott by NDC MPs in business.
Oil exploration firms Eni and Vitol express commitment to doing business in Ghana as they reject frosty relationship with government after International Tribunal ruling. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And if you have intentions of registering or renewing your business certificate, you may have to wait a bit longer as closer strike continues to bite hard.
I came to do a renewal of my business certificate, but I have to return home because without renewing, it means that you're working illegally.
These and more with me, Mamiesi Nyamiche-Thompson. Details and now. From the election headquarters, brought to you by Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, the German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness, and Beauty, and also Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging gaps for positive youth development. Now, the 2024 NPP running mate, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, has set an ambitious target of securing 85% of the votes in the Ashanti region following his inaugural speech post his outdooring at Menchia yesterday. Addressing party supporters after being presented to the Ashanti Hene, Dr. Prempeh emphasized the NPP's remarkable achievements while reiterating the party's commitment to further progress and prosper the country. But before we hear from him, listen to Ashanti Hene Otunfuosa Tutu II on his advice to his grandson.
Ya wo no so menene papa nyina na wo no ya ni anzo ni etete no watu ni school fees nyina me ni die che metua e ma no okoye doctor e ba ye ye sen krofo bi se wani so ade me se akole me tete ni ofie ma nhunu sa die nti na ne ye ka sa die ye ka no media mesa wuti se nti sa e ma ne nyeho.
And that is Ashanti Hene Otunfuosa Tutu II, to which he says that he's heard rumors that his son is disobedient and arrogant, but that is not the case and it shouldn't be the case. Also, President Akufo-Addo expressed confidence in the ability of the pair, Dr. Baumia and Prempeh, to retain power for the NPP.
Baumia was loyal to me, and he didn't give me a reason to doubt him. On election day, all of you should go and vote for them.
Well, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh did make grand statements, including taking a swipe at former presidents, including Ghana's first Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, insisting his government has outperformed any other government before Dr. Nana Akufo-Addo. Now, he's asked voters in the Ashanti region to help the party get 85% of votes.
Today, I am very happy. Baumia and I will make things better. This time, we want 85% of the votes in the Ashanti region.
85%!
Away from the NPP, Minister of State designate Herbert Krapa has assured Parliament the VRA is undertaking comprehensive measures to ensure the next spillage of their Okosombo Dam does not cause havoc. The last time the dam was spilled, several communities in some regions were submerged with houses and properties destroyed. But responding to questions before the Appointments Committee in Parliament, Mr. Krapa assured that this havoc will not happen again.
It will be small. smaller quantities will be spilled over a longer period of time in the hope that we will not see the displacements that we saw last year. VRA is going ahead with the stakeholder consultations and the sensitizations.
Mr. Krapa also provided an update on the power crisis experienced some weeks ago. He says the ECG has firm control of the situation now.
The power situation, as I believe every Ghanaian can attest to, is stable. We're delivering reliable and stable power supply to all our consumers across the country. The work of ECG is essentially to do that. And I can assure this committee and the Ghanaian people that the challenges that we saw in the last couple of months, government, the ministry, ECG has a firm hold on the situation now and will continue to perform the function of ensuring that our consumers, our customers, have reliable and dependable power supply across the country.
Meanwhile, the minority in Parliament boycotted its voting, accusing the majority of sidestepping time-honored rules in place to conduct the voting. They also say they cannot, in good conscience, support the continuous increase in the size of government. Listen to Deputy Minority Leader Emmanuel Amakofibua.
The minority caucus has taken note of attempts by the majority side to short-circuit and circumvent the due process required in the vetting of the president's nominee for the position of Minister of State at the Ministry of Energy. Long-standing parliamentary practice requires that persons nominated for appointment by the president shall be published in a newspaper of national circulation to inform request memoranda or representation from the public. This order means that the public ought to be given reasonable notice and adequate time to submit memoranda or make representations to the appointment committee. Fortunately, as we speak this morning, this has not happened.
And you heard there Emmanuel Amakofibua, Deputy Minority Leader. Now, the strike by the Civil and Local Government Staff Association, CLOSAC, has started hitting hard as workers have abandoned work over government's failure to implement a new salary structure for its members. My colleague Kenneth Jesse has more.
At the Registrar General's department, there were just a few people around when the news team got there. These security men are here just to inform clients about the strike. Some of the clients shared their frustration with Joy News.
This morning, I came here to do business registration for a client. From what I know, he needed to secure other documents for his business. But as at now, from the look of things, it's not going to be possible.
I came to do a renewal of my business certificate. But I have to return home because without renewing, it means that you're working illegally. So I have to, the government has to do something about it.
The Registrar General's department handles the registration of marriages, registration of business entities, intellectual properties, insolvency and liquidation, among others. All these activities have halted due to the strike. The situation was similar at the ministries. Most offices have red bands on fenced walls, trees, main entrances and doors.
Kenneth Jesse with that report. And in an all-boys academic showdown for supremacy, Kumasi High has lifted their first regional trophy of the Goel PLC National Science and Maths Quiz in the Ashanti region. Bright Kweku has more.
The atmosphere ahead of the grand finale was charged with anthems from the three schools. First, the two rivals, Prempeh College and Opokuwari School. Then, the Mrantia from Kumasi High School. This was in anticipation of a win for all the three schools, but as the contest started and progressed, it became clearer the winners for the contest.
In religion, I was the most a widow once gave. Yes, Kumasi High.
Might.
That is correct.
The Santasi Tigers have been tamed. The Sofolan Lions have been domesticated.
Yes.
And we use the formula of potassium hydrogen sulfide to subdue them. When we get the finals, it will be crossfire. Any school that crosses us, we are going to crash them.
Emrante, reporting for Joy News. My name is Emmanuel Brands Creighton.
And I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson, bringing the news to an end on here on Joy 99.7 FM. Up next is Business on the Super Morning Show.